Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week. It is Thanksgiving week, of course, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And there are great developments that you may not have heard about, that it's time to pay some attention to. In California, believe it or not, an indication that even for Gavin Newsom, the very ambitious governor of California, some of the homeless expenditures that have been authorized by the state legislature at a time of budget crisis, the idea of $70 billion to buy new homes for the homelessness, the idea of homeless first, it's not working. And that's not just me who's saying that. It's not just sane observers. It's including leading Democrats like Governor Newsom who are taking that position. What is going on there? We'll be speaking to a senior director of policy at the Cicero Institute who has written powerfully about why simply providing homes for people who are currently living on streets is not an answer to homelessness. We'll be getting to that this hour. We'll also be talking to Molly Ball of Time Magazine, who has written, she's the national political correspondent, as she has written a powerful piece about what the Democrats defying history in the midterms means for 2024. And yes, there's more news already, a number, and it's a dozen of them, leading Republicans appeared together at a major Republican meeting in Las Vegas, and they're all presidential candidates, and they're all presidential hopefuls, and with Trump in the race already, he's not alone. Question is, will that hurt Trump? And then we also have this horrific shooting over the weekend, and one that was avoided, which has gotten much less attention because it was avoided, but it was avoided by truly remarkable police work with a number of people, two of them, in fact, who are active Nazis. How do we know they were active Nazis when they were arrested, carrying all kinds of weaponry, preparing to hit a series of synagogues in New York City on Saturday? They were arrested in possession with Nazi armbands, swastikas. They now have some explaining to do, as might occur. The situation in Colorado Springs, five people dead at a gay nightclub. They were doing a special Thanksgiving week celebration, and they were having a drag contest and celebration. Tomorrow was supposed to be on Sunday morning, yesterday morning. Didn't happen because at Club Q there was a terrible shooting involving, yes, the police said, an AR-15 style weapon. And one of the bartenders at Club Q described what happened, killing five, at least 25 in the hospital, seven of them in critical condition. It's a horrible situation. And the description of what it felt like, clip four.
I was behind the bar working when I heard a few loud shots go off. I didn't know what it was at first, but I looked up and I saw the silhouette or shadow of a guy holding what looked like a rifle or some sort of long gun. And at that point, the shots kept going off, so I ducked behind the bar. And once I was on the ground, glass was just flying all around me. At that point, I really got scared for my life.
What was going through your mind?
I definitely did not want to fight this guy, for sure. I'm not really like that. I wanted to get out of there. I was scared. I was trapped. I wanted to get out of that building.
Okay, and of course, most people responded in that way, as most people would. there were two individuals, they haven't yet been identified, who responded differently. They attacked the shooter, and one of them struggled with him over his gun, eventually took his gun and used it to beat the shooter so that he had to be hospitalized when the police were there. The police were there, by the way, within 3 minutes. 3 minutes of somebody calling 911. So you've got to give credit there. The individual who did the shooting is 22 years old. He's either 6'3 or 6'6, depending on which source you believe. His name is Anderson Lee Aldrich, and there's a fascinating details about his background, including last year, an arrest for trying to blow up his mother with a homemade bomb and then having a police standoff for 6 hours. Why he wasn't on some kind of more organized watch list, why he was able to get hold of both the Glock revolver that he had and the AR-15 style rifle, how he got hold of them in a state that's supposed to have a red flag laws. And, man, if you read the record of this guy's relationship with his mother and his grandfather, who is a, I hate to say it, Republican politician, a very much part of the MAGA movement politician who lost a race for state assembly. I mean, this is all truly bizarre and horrible to be involved in this murder, which hasn't been classified yet, but it certainly gives evidence that it's some kind of hate crime. There's a member of the gay LGBTQ community in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where this horror took place, who lamented what happened at Club Q. This is clip 7.
This is our only safe space here in the Springs. And so for this to get shot up, like, what are we going to do now? Where are we going to go? Yeah, we can rebuild and come together and this, but what about those people that lost their lives for no reason? Like, the 18, other 18 that were injured, I could have been one of them. Like, it means a lot because, again, what are we going to do now? How are we going to feel safe in our city?
This was your safe space?
Yeah, this was. The only LGBTQIA plus space in the entire city of Colorado Springs.
Okay, Colorado Springs, better known as the home of the Air Force Academy, the home of the very powerful and, in my view, positive ministry focus on the family, and known to be one of the conservative refuges in Colorado. But that doesn't mean that there should be any sympathy at all for a stone-cold, mentally disturbed 22-year-old killer like this one. The police chief spoke on the shootings. Clip 5.
Processing the scene at Club Q. Initial evidence and interviews indicate that the suspect entered Club Q and immediately began shooting at people inside as he moved further into the club. While the suspect was inside of the club, at least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect from continuing to kill and harm others. We owe them a great debt of thanks. As the investigation is still in its early stages, we are not going to identify any of the witnesses inside of the club at this time. The FBI is already on scene and assisting with the investigation. We are also working to identify the victims who have died and notify their families.
Okay, the publication Heavy, the news site Heavy, has confirmed that Anderson Lee Aldrich, the shooter, is the grandson of outgoing California Republican State Assemblyman Randy Vopel. Former mayor of Santee, California, Vopel represents the 71st District in the San Diego area. There were calls to expel Vopel from the state assembly after he made comments comparing the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol to the Revolutionary War. Aldrich's mother, Laura Vopel, has written posts praising Randy Vopel on Facebook as her father and confirming he is her father. This is Lexington and Concord, said Assemblyman Vopel about the January 6th riots. first shots fired against tyranny. He was defeated in the Republican primary in August, and it said in a, well, there's...
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the things that happened involving the grandfather of the mass shooter in Colorado Springs, apparently, whose name is Randy Vopel. He had been an assemblyman, mayor of Santee, California. Santee is a nice community in San Diego County. He wrote in an article on the San Diego Union-Tribune 3 days after January 6th, so it would be January 9th of last year. And he said that tyranny will follow in the aftermath of the Biden swear-in on January 20th. Thank God, I don't think we're in exactly that situation. In any event, he lost his seat in the state assembly. Now his grandson is being held on 5 counts of murder. They're trying to determine whether there will be a hate crime charge that is brought here. But all of this goes to the general sense that we have in the country. It's not just the idea that we have rising crime and more danger with murders and rapes and assaults of every kind. Property destruction. I have stories here in Seattle about people's catalytic converters being stolen out of their cars, which can be a tremendous hassle to get repaired and very expensive and all of that. Plus, of course, far worse crimes and those still unsolved, totally unsolved stabbings in University of Idaho with 4 people, 3 women and 1 man being knifed to death. I mean, all of this is ugly and it's disgusting and it's horrible. And then there are attempts that are foiled by police, and congratulations to the police officers in New York who are involved with this. This is a story that you don't hear as much about. It doesn't get as much attention. 2 men arrested just before midnight on Friday night at New York's Penn Station were involved in what authorities said was a developing threat to the Jewish community. They've been charged with multiple felony counts, including criminal possession of a weapon and making a terroristic threat. Authorities seized on an 8-inch military-style knife and an illegally held gun with a 30-round magazine from Christopher Brown, who's 21, and Matthew Maurer, who's 22. They also found Mr. Brown in possession of a swastika arm patch and ski mask. Law enforcement officials with knowledge of the situation said that threats of violence to Jewish community sites, including, quote, shooting up a synagogue, unquote, were recently made in social media posts, and that there was a reference to a violent act occurring on Friday. A potential tragedy was averted when they were intercepted by police officers at Penn Station, said Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney. Given that online postings indicated an intent to use these weapons at a Manhattan synagogue, police said that Mr. Brown had a history of mental illness. He's 22. He had a history of mental illness. And he had recently expressed an interest in coming to New York to buy a gun. The police also seized a Glock-style pistol, a large-capacity magazine, and 17 9mm bullets in a bag at an apartment building on the Upper West Side at around 11 p.m. on Friday. The 2 men were observed on video walking into the building about 45 minutes before, according to the police, and Mr. Maurer appeared to be carrying the bag. A posting on a Twitter account that Mr. Brown identified as his own indicated on November 12th, big moves being made on Friday. And on Thursday, November 17th, the same account posted, gonna ask a priest if I should become a husband or shoot up a synagogue and die. By Friday, November 18th, Mr. Brown posted, this time I'm really going to do it. Apparently they were planning to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral and to try to get a priest to bless them on their errand to go shoot up a synagogue. On Saturday, Mr. Brown told the police that he and Mr. Maurer had first gone to St. Patrick's Cathedral to, quote, get the blessings before being driven to Pennsylvania by a friend of Mr. Maurer to buy a gun, because those guns that they wanted to buy were illegal in New York. I Cash App paid Matt $650 for the gun, Mr. Brown told officers. However, I changed my mind because I was nervous about the police and didn't want the gun anymore, but Matt bought it anyway. At that point, the men drove back to Manhattan, he said. Mr. Brown also told authorities that he operated a white supremacist Twitter group and that Mr. Maher was one of his many followers. Both men were arraigned on Sunday, and Mr. Maher was being detained at the Eric M. Taylor Center on Rikers Island. Details on where Mr. Brown was being held weren't available on the city's Department of Correction website as of Sunday afternoon. Okay, obviously good work by wide awake police authorities. This is what Mayor Adams, Eric Adams himself, a former lieutenant in the New York City police, had to say about the police work and the arrest of these people. This was at a press conference with leaders of the Jewish community. Listen.
The suspects were apprehended before they could act on the alleged plan to murder members of the Jewish community in our city. This was not an idle threat. This was a real threat. After arresting the suspects, law enforcement officers recovered a Glock semi-automatic firearm, a ghost gun with an extended 30-round magazine and laser sights, a large hunting knife, a black ski mask, and a Nazi armband. A Nazi armband in New York City in 2022. Think about that for a moment.
It is worth thinking about, maybe for more than a moment. There's another piece, and it's fascinating, and it's a long piece. I can't share it all with you. But it's a profile of the suspect in the Pelosi attack, the attack on Paul Pelosi, where he was knocked unconscious, fractured skull, slammed by a hammer by an assailant who had broken into the house. By the way, for people who believe, I was actually in a conversation with someone in synagogue who actually had believed, oh, yeah, this was Paul Pelosi's boyfriend. There is no evidence at all that Paul Pelosi had any element like that in his life at all. Been married 59 years to Nancy Pelosi. There's no evidence at all that he knew this guy. And bitter over the end of a long relationship, estranged from his children, and working carpentry jobs to keep a roof over his head, after a time living on the streets, David DePap retreated into isolation, spending hours each day at the online worlds of gaming and radical chat rooms. That's the portrait that they provide. Another homeless guy. So what do you do about homelessness? Well, you don't do what Governor Newsom and the California legislature is trying to do. We'll talk about it coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged Colorado Springs gunman, Anderson Lee Aldrich, has been charged with 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of bias-motivated crime that caused bodily injuries. following a mass shooting at an LGBT nightclub. This could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020, according to AAA. In Chicago on Monday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
We are delighted that demand is returning like nobody thought possible, with more and more passengers having the income and the desire to take to the skies. We also know that means airlines have to continue taking steps to address the challenges of servicing those tickets that they sell.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, for those of you who care passionately, I want to make clear that the United States soccer team is still leading in the 73rd minute. No, this is for real, of a World Cup game in Qatar. Again, no one knows for sure. There's old New York Times piece about how no one knows for sure how to pronounce it. But we are ahead 1-0 in the 73rd minute against the mighty team from Wales. Wales has a population of 3 million, which is a 100th of the United States. So let us hope that the red, white, and blue prevail in international soccer. Meanwhile, on an even more serious front, there was a powerful piece of clear thinking and common sense that appeared in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about Housing First, which is a new favorite for a lot of left-leaning experts as a means of dealing with homelessness. And the co-author of this piece is Judge Glock. Judge is not a title, that's his name, who is the Senior Director of Policy and Research at the Cicero Institute, formerly a visiting professor in the Department of Economics at West Virginia University, and his PhD is in history with a focus on economic history from Rutgers. Judge, Gavin Newsom actually took a stand right before the election that you applaud. What did the governor of California do right?
Well, as you noted, the timing wasn't a coincidence. Right before the election, he rejected the homelessness plans of just about every city and county in the state noting correctly that they would only reduce homelessness over the next few years by about 2%. And at a time when California leads the nation in homelessness, when in fact half of all the unsheltered homeless, as they're known, the homeless actually out on the streets and in parks, live just in the state of California, he realized that was unacceptable. Now, of course, we also noted that we doubted somewhat he was willing to actually take the steps to reduce that number and do the things that would be necessary to get homelessness under control in California.
Well, the newly elected mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, former U.S. congressman, she has called for a gigantic program to build 7,000 units at tremendous cost, and she is following the idea of housing first, that basically what the homeless need basically is a home. And so it's government's job to provide that for them. What's wrong with that idea?
Well, yeah, ironically, Los Angeles, in a sense, have already tried this approach. Back in 2016, the voters there approved this Proposition HHH, which promised to spend over $1 billion to build housing for the homeless. And as you mentioned, it seems like a logical way to solve the issue. If you are homeless, by definition, your problem is the lack of a house. The problem with the solution, though, this housing first idea that's called, is that one, it ignores that usually for the long-term chronically homeless and the homeless that are actually out on the streets, not so much the homeless that are in and out of shelters for a short period or families that need a little help, but the chronically homeless that this housing is aimed at, they usually have overwhelming issues with mental health and with drug or alcohol addiction. And one, giving these people basically free houses is not going to improve their condition, and the research is pretty clear on that. And two, if you start offering people free or almost free housing, it's not surprising there's an almost unlimited demand for it. Places like San Francisco have, in fact, already built well over 7,000 of these, what's known as permanent supportive housing units for the homeless, which was enough to house every single homeless person in the city of San Francisco when they started. But obviously the problem has only gotten worse. When you start offering free houses to quote-unquote solve homelessness, it becomes a bottomless well pretty quickly, and you can never meet the demand for these free houses.
Well, I think that what you have put forward is an extremely sensible approach, which is a sure help with housing, but it has to be conditional. Explain.
Yeah, so, you know, this is actually, as you mentioned, kind of a sensible and commonsensical bipartisan position. In 2018, there was a Congress passed a bill called the Patient Support Act, which gave money for what's called recovery housing, which is housing that is offered under the condition that people stay sober. Usually they work while there. Usually they have a number of people in recovery together supporting each other towards sobriety. This is really has great effects. There's a great nonprofit, Oxford House, that runs a lot of these across the country. Now, the problem with the current model, the housing first model and this permanent supportive housing model that Los Angeles and San Francisco do, is they have zero requirements whatsoever for the people let into the houses. You don't have to prove you're sober. You don't have to prove you want to get sober. You don't have to prove you want to work or even that you have a plan to get your life together. The federal government...
In Seattle, you don't even have to stop drinking. The drunk dorms, as they're called, for chronic alcoholics or homeless, you're allowed to continue to booze.
Absolutely. And in fact, the federal government yells at some of the nonprofits that they try to discourage people from drinking or doing drugs in the program. And sometimes, as in Seattle or San Francisco, the cities are not shy about actually providing cigarettes, alcohol, and in San Francisco's case, marijuana to people living in those units under the idea that they need to have a harm reduction approach that prevents them from going down the street. But all of those things are, of course, devastating for someone in the grips of an addiction. To provide them a free place without any demands on sobriety, to give them the things they need to get high or drunk, that's really going to do damage to anybody's chances of getting clean. And, you know, that's exactly why we should have more of these programs that say, of course, you need help. The government's going to help you, but you have to also do something towards your own betterment. You have to make sure that you're trying to get better, too.
Okay, what do you do about the problem that there are lots and lots of people living in big encampments, living literally with their tents on the street, who prefer to be there? And you can offer them, say, well, you're going to have to come in and you're going to have to clean up and stop taking meth and stop boozing. And they say, oh, I'll stay here on the street. How do you handle people like that who are by the tens of thousands?
Yeah, I mean, it is simple, and to some people it sounds counterintuitive. But to help these people, you actually have to enforce the laws against street sleeping and street camping and camping out in public parks and sidewalks. And that's simply because if you do have that option open for many addicts and many people in a mental health crisis, yes, many of them will take it. Of course they don't want to get sober. Someone who's schizophrenic or someone who is addicted to heroin does not want to go into a shelter and get clean or take the necessary medication. That's why you need to cut off that avenue for them. If you have that avenue open for them, they'll take it. And getting people into shelter, which doesn't mean usually arresting them, but merely means forbidding them to continue to camp in these public spaces, is going to be the best thing for their recovery. And the simple way I often tell people about that, Los Angeles used to enforce this for a while, from about 2006 to 2014. And these academic studies showed these incredible declines in homeless deaths. But since they stopped enforcing laws against camping and sleeping, you've had almost 2,000 deaths a year in Los Angeles. They're picking up 5 homeless people in body bags off the streets every single day. Now, that's not compassion. It's not compassionate to allow them to continue to camp out and open and do drugs or continue to decline if they have schizophrenia or bipolar disorder.
Why did they discontinue the enforcement?
It just became no longer ideologically acceptable for some reason. There was new mayor around 2014 in Los Angeles, and Mayor Karen Bass will most likely continue that tradition, as Mayor Garcetti has. But the idea that somehow it was cruel to enforce the laws against street camping or street sleeping and push people into shelters took over, and we've seen the unfortunate effects of that in increased deaths.
And we can do better. Terrific piece, Housing First Foments Homelessness in California. Judge Glock, thank you for your work and thank you for the conversation. When we come back, a new housing program specifically for the transgendered community in San Francisco. Coming up. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're gender binary, wearing flowers in your hair, something you want to do if you're going to San Francisco, I guess. The latest bit of profound enlightenment from the left coast and the beautiful city, and it is a beautiful city. I mean, underneath all of the homeless encampments and the suddenly shabby neighborhoods and the rest, but San Francisco officially launched last week a guaranteed income program for members of its transgender community. And the program is called Guaranteed Income for Trans People, or GIFT, Guaranteed Income for Trans. So a GIFT will provide 55 eligible residents with $1,200 per month for up to 18 months to help address financial insecurity. That's what the mayor's office has to say. The people selected will also receive gender-affirming medical and mental health care, as well as financial coaching. The idea that there are people who have financial insecurity and could really use $1,200 per month, I understand that, but why the special focus on trans people? Isn't this unfair to people who may be not trans but, say, gay or straight? I mean, would this not encourage people to identify as trans because you're giving some kind of special financial award? Try to imagine what the response would be if they put together a special program of financial aid and maybe mental health care and gender affirming, whatever you choose that to be, medical care. If they did all that and said, well, this is going to go to a number of straight people who may be going on tough times. Can you imagine if the categorization that somebody's sexual identity were used as the basis for a government gift, and it's even called GIFT? I mean, this is outrageous, is it not? 1-800-955-1776. And we're talking about California and the idea of rewarding homelessness. And that's the difficulty with this whole housing first idea. And the point that Judge Glock was making is a profoundly important point, is that all of a sudden, when you start providing more and you build enough houses, as they did in San Francisco at one point, to accommodate all the people who are currently living on the street, that works fine. Except you have another ocean of people who come in, who now are living on the street because they know they're going to get rewarded ultimately. And here is the mayor-elect Karen Bass. She had a tough race. It turns out she won clearly. No one's contesting the election, and that's a good thing in this country. But here is Karen Bass on CBS about why people are unhoused in Los Angeles. Listen.
Los Angeles has become unaffordable. You have to have a comprehensive approach. There's no magic bullet. So first and foremost, you have to prevent people from falling into homelessness, and clearly affordability is key to that. But, you know, people are on the streets for a variety of issues, and you have to address why they're there. Is it substance abuse? Is it mental illness? Is it just straight up affordability? We have people who are intense, who actually work full time. We have thousands of children who are intense, some with mothers who fled domestic violence, some who are teenagers who aged out of foster care, some people who were formerly incarcerated because they are not able to find housing are intense. Mm-hmm. So we have to have a comprehensive approach and address the reasons why people were unhoused. But first and foremost, we have to get people off the streets. People are literally dying on the streets in Los Angeles, and this has got to stop.
Okay, again, according to figures that were provided by Judge Glock, people nationwide are dying at least two a day. Just homeless people living on the streets. It is completely unacceptable. And if you want to talk about, with a new Republican House of Representatives coming in, something bipartisan that can be done, and that should be a federal emphasis, if at all possible, though it's going to be down to the reliance on local and state authorities. But just the idea of breaking up the encampments and breaking up this pernicious notion that you have a right to take over city parks that have been built with a great love and great investment for all the people. Not just the people who are unhoused. Speaking of people who are unhoused, I was talking about David DePap, who got a little bit of notoriety for breaking into the Pelosi residence in San Francisco and attacking Paul Pelosi. And what I think is worth taking a look at is, according to his blog posts, and this is reported in the New York Times, the online harassment campaign known as Gamergate, which began in 2014 as a backlash against female critics of the gaming industry and included misogynistic attacks and death threats, became a catalyst of his growing interest in right-wing conspiracy theories and the many rants against women that he posted on his blog. How did I get into all this? He wrote in one passage, Gamergate. It was Gamergate. It was all Gamergate. He described Gamergate as a consumer-led revolt against communism and railed against wokeism and feminism, complaints that appear to be precursors to his later embrace of the most virulent and bigoted of online conspiracy theories. It all came in an era in which such theories have spread among wider groups of Americans and have been promoted by far-right leaders. Mr. DePape, who is 42, sits in a San Francisco jail cell, accused of busting into the Pelosi residence on the early hours of October 28th and bludgeoning the speaker's 82-year-old husband, Paul Pelosi, with a hammer. The attack last month left Mr. Pelosi unconscious and lying in a pool of his own blood. but the real target, prosecutors say, was Ms. Pelosi, who was in Washington at the time. Prosecutors who have been scouring Mr. DePape's copious online writings say the attack was politically motivated and that Mr. DePape intended to hold Ms. Pelosi, who was second in line of succession of the presidency, as a hostage and interrogate her. On Thursday, she announced she will step down from her leadership role in January. She's continuing in Congress, though. The attack less than 2 weeks before the midterm elections reverberated across the nation's political landscape. Could it have made some difference in close elections? Who knows? DePape faces a multitude of state and federal felony charges, but already the apparent role of Gamergate in his radicalization stands out. In recent years, it has not been uncommon for Gamergate to become a gateway for disaffected men to discover conspiracy theories like Pizzagate and, of course, QAnon, two subjects Mr. DePape wrote about extensively, and to become wrapped up in right-wing Trumpian politics. Is it fair to associate Donald Trump with things like QAnon? Well, I mean, given the fact that QAnon basically portrays him as someone of messianic power who's going to come in and conduct the storm and get rid of all these blood-drinking, Satan-worshipping pedophiles who run the world, the fact that President Trump hasn't been able to create some more distance between himself and some of these very extreme right-wing operatives, I think it's going to cost him in the election coming up. And right now there's new news which we will be talking about concerning where Trump stands in that election. There's an amazing headline that appeared in National Review, leading conservative journal, and the headline is DeSantis takes massive lead over Trump in 2024 Florida GOP primary poll. And it turns out it's not just Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis leads former President Trump by 45 percentage points in a new poll of Florida Republican primary voters. Plus, there are about a dozen other states where it shows DeSantis ahead of Trump. What does that mean? What does the election mean for this next election, which already seems to have begun? In fact, there's already an ad from Ron to the Rescue about DeSantis in This Greatest Nation.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.